Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There's more evidence that Americans are experiencing worse health outcomes since the pandemic began in 2020. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports that alcohol-related deaths rose 26% in the first year of the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Marissa Esser leads the CDC's alcohol program. Dr. Esser, welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, and thank you for having me today.
So this increase feels like just more pandemic sad news. What is it about the pandemic that you think caused this spike in alcohol-related deaths?
Yeah, there are a number of factors that could have potentially contributed to these increases in the alcohol-induced deaths. It could include increases in how people were drinking, meaning how much they were drinking, when they were drinking, or how often they were drinking. And then there were also a number of policy changes during the pandemic that were expanding the availability of alcohol, including allowing for more delivery of alcohol to people's homes and carry out of alcohol from bars and restaurants. And then there are potential factors related to delaying the seeking of medical attention and possibly delayed diagnoses of alcohol-related conditions as well.
I mean, so in some ways, we were all locked down, stuck in our homes. Maybe drinking was one thing to do to help pass the time. But I'm wondering if you think that this is a crisis. It's a very big jump in the number of deaths.
It is a large jump in those number of deaths that are from conditions fully due to alcohol use. But excessive alcohol use is a leading preventable cause of death, and it's been often overlooked for a long time as a public health problem. And there are also conditions related to other factors of conditions from partially attributable to alcohol, such as cancer and injuries and violence. So there is a whole range of these harms from excessive alcohol use that are occurring in the population.
And looking at the statistics, there was an overwhelming number of men who experienced this alcohol-related death. Why is that?
Well, men do drink typically in excess more so than women, and so that would contribute to their higher rates of death compared to the women.
You know, we usually think of deaths from alcoholism or alcohol addiction. But the report from the CDC has been pointing to binge drinking as a far bigger problem.
Yes, we also published another study earlier this week, and we look at excessive drinking from a broader picture, not just focusing on alcohol use disorder, but looking at the harms from excessive alcohol use and deaths in particular. And excessive alcohol use includes binge drinking, or heavy drinking, which is high average weekly consumption, or any drinking by people under age 21, as well as any drinking by pregnant women. And the harms from excessive alcohol use are largely dominated by the harms from binge drinking. And binge drinking is the consumption of four or more drinks on an occasion for women, or five or more drinks on an occasion for men. And we find that there are more than 140,000 deaths per year from excessive alcohol use during 2015 through 2019.
And what about kind of demographics? Does the spike fall equally across all groups? I'm thinking people with low incomes, people of color. How are they showing up in these statistics?
Excessive drinking is actually a very unique risk factor compared to other risk factors such as tobacco and physical inactivity and poor nutrition, where people tend to binge drink more often if they have higher incomes and are often quite educated and higher levels of education. So the harms from excessive alcohol use are not limited to only those in the lower socioeconomic positions.
Dr. Marissa Esser leads the CDC's alcohol program. Dr. Esser, thank you for your time.
Thank you.